Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. This week's book is The Suspect by Fiona Barton, published by Bantam Press in 2019. Today's book is all about mothers, murder, and control. Alex and Rosie have just finished their A-levels and have headed to Thailand for the holiday of a lifetime. Although after a week of no communication, Alex's parents report the girls missing. Back in Britain, Kate Walters is an investigative reporter and her son is also in Thailand after quitting uni. Well, she thinks he's in Thailand. She hasn't heard from him properly in years. It's August and a slow month for news, so Kate jumps onto the missing girl's story, hurrying to get the exclusive. And a few days later, the tragic news is received that the bodies of two foreign girls have been found dead after a fire in a guest house. Alex and Rosie's distraught parents fly to Bangkok to identify the bodies, and Kate goes with them, along with a pack of reporters now hot on the story. Police in Thailand are less than helpful, and Kate and the parents are left with more questions than answers, especially when Kate realises she is closer to the story than she thought, the moment when she goes from reporting to being the story herself. The Suspect is a crime, thriller, family drama set in Britain and the murky backpacker world of booze, drugs and bedbugs in Bangkok. Told from multiple viewpoints, we follow Alex's mother through her worry and her pain and her furious anger when she doesn't get the answers she needs from police. We follow Kate, the star reporter, who starts in control of the story, telling the news the way she wants, like she always has in the past, but as she's drawn deeper into the mystery and becomes the story itself, she loses all control and she doesn't cope well at all. And scattered throughout, we see the perspective of Alex, the backpacker, of how her dream holiday has turned sour and the tension between herself and her fellow traveller, Rosie. How she lies to everyone back home, too embarrassed to say she's having a terrible time and wants to come home. Her story is drip-fed through the narrative, increasing the tension as Kate and the police get closer to the truth until we find out exactly what happened on that tragic night in Bangkok. And there's another viewpoint. Detective Sergeant Sparks, the dedicated investigative policeman from Britain, who's also battling his own tragedy. His beloved wife is dying from cancer as he tries to help find the answers for the dead girls' families. His story is particularly heartbreaking as he is torn between duty and the love for his wife. But overall, this is a story about control, about the desperate love of mothers, and also keeping up appearances, and the reluctance to show your vulnerable side to those who love you the most. And as a side note, I also recently listened to the audiobook of another Fiona Barton book, The Widow, which I can also recommend. So if you like dream holidays gone wrong, family tragedies, lies and suspense, I recommend The Suspect by Fiona Barton. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback and want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.